Tacoma Public Schools has the largest number of students experiencing homelessness in Washington. Lauren Gallup reports on how the district is working to connect families with housing as resources come and go.
Month after month, more students and their families are counted as homeless here in Tacoma. At the beginning of the school year, there were 1,626 students. At the end of April, there were 2,382 students.
Every month, we increase our number of enrolled MB students.
Taj Jensen is the director of the McKinney-Vento program for Tacoma. McKinney-Vento, in part, tracks homeless, foster youth, and children without guardians in districts nationwide. Pandemic-era relief funds allowed the district to employ a housing navigator. Michelle Burge's job is to help connect families with housing resources.
My job is to find that needle in the haystack, to find the resource that no one's yet discovered.
But Burge is constantly battling changing resources. A contract that helped the district house close to 40 families this school year ended in December. Rental assistance through the county, another COVID-era program, ends June 30th. Burge is monitoring other affordable housing resources in the area. Mercy Housing is an affordable housing organization, and it plans to break ground on 129 low-income units in February 2024. But she sees this crisis as continuing.
I think those type of things are key for us to lower our numbers, although I don't see them lowering, unfortunately.
In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.